All ye that pass by the way, attend and see if there be any sorrow like to mine sorrows. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Revelations of St. Bridget, we read that there was a rich man, as a noble by birth, as he was vile in his habit. He had given himself by an express combat as a slave to the devil. And for 60 years he served him, leading such a life as may be imagined, and never approached the sacraments again. Now this man was dying, and Jesus Christ, to show him mercy, commanded St. Bridget to tell her confessor to go and visit him and exhort him to confess his sins. The confessor went, and the sick man said that he did not require confession, as he had often approached the sacrament of penance. The priest went a second time, but this poor slave of hell preserved in his obstinate determination not to confess. Jesus again told the saint to have her confessor return. He did so, and of this third occasion told the sick man the revelation made to the saint, and that he had returned so many times because our Lord, who wished to show him mercy, had so ordered. On hearing this, the dying man was touched and began to weep. "But how," he exclaimed, "can I be saved? I, who for 60 years have served the devil as his slave and have my soul burdened with innumerable sins." "My son," answered the father, encouraging him, "doubt not. If you repent of them on the part of God, I promise you pardon." Then, gaining confidence, he said to the confessor, "Father, I looked upon myself as lost and already despaired of salvation, but now I feel a sorrow for my sins, which gives me confidence. And since God has not yet abandoned me, I will make my confession." In fact, he made his confession 4 times on that day, with the greatest marks of sorrow, and on the following morning received Holy Communion. On the 6th day, contrite and resigned, he died. After his death, Jesus Christ again spoke to St. Bridget and told her that the sinner was saved, that he was done in purgatory, and that he owed his salvation to the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother. For the deceased, although he had led so a wicked life, had nevertheless always had a great love and compassion for his Blessed Mother's sorrow. The Sorrowful Mother. Mary was a mother of sorrows, not only on Good Friday, when her dearly beloved son was crucified, but during the whole of her motherhood, for more than 33 years. Being an affectionate mother, the persecutions and sufferings of her son affected her most deeply, and no contumely was offered him which did not painfully afflict her. She was likewise well aware of the painful death he was one day to die. Wherever she went and whatever she did, she saw always her divine Son on the cross. The whole of her motherhood was uninterrupted martyrdom. It is, however, true that the most sorrowful day of her life was that on which she stood on Mount Calvary beneath the cross. Then it was that she was plunged in a sea of sorrows. Then it was that she felt as if heaven and earth were falling upon her and crushing her. Let us consider tonight a little bit the sorrowful mother. We will know what she suffered when we consider whom she lost. Whom does Mary lose? Her son, who is her only son, and who is her most perfect son, and who is the Son of God. If one loses a few cents, one cares little about the loss, because it is not much. If we lose a dollar, we feel the loss more perceptibly. But if one loses $100 or $1,000, one takes the loss a great deal more to heart. In short, the greater the loss, the greater the grief. Mary does not lose a sum of money. She does not lose the whole world or heaven, but she loses the Creator of heaven and earth. She loses her Son, who is God. How great, how immeasurable is her loss, and consequently her grief. It is certainly no exaggeration when St. Bernardine says that the agony of Mary was so great that if it had been divided among all men, they would have died immediately. Let us never forget that the sorrowful mother, for love of us and for our sake, became a Dolorous Mother, because she loved us and wished nothing more ardently than our redemption. She took upon herself the burden of divine maternity, thus rendering our redemption by her fiat possible. Let us be grateful to her as long as we live. Let us have compassion, and let us take care that we don't lose it. Because if the soul be lost, all is lost. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.